No, you wouldn't.
We are going to radio fight.
You wouldn't be in the league.
Because you did something the other day. I'm not mad.
Be in the league.
You brought James Daly on.
Yeah.
And you kind of
couldn't remember you.
No, but see, and that's what I'm saying.
And he called me Brock Purdy.
Snotty, I was a baller.
No,
I was a pitcher. You see me throw a ball. No. Just put some respect on my athleticism.
I won't.
I'm known.
I won't.
I've been on the same court
You're
as
unknown.
Jay Kidd, Isaiah Ryder, yeah. Gary Payton, Steve.
Last
I
guy
played
picked.
In those games. You don't get invited
Last
to those games
picked.
Unless you're in the family.
Yeah, you're in the family, but you don't belong in the court.
Carter, I just thought
you're listening. We got legal. You're time for the legal. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Oh. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. You know, Goo, if I thought you were kidding, I would play
and
along.
I'm not, right.
Exactly. And that's why I got to put you in your place.
A couple more inches, Steiny. I'm somewhere.
A couple more inches, and you might have been the seventh man at Logan. The seventh
How was
man.
That already? How was that already?
I was Pack in. It in already.
No, I'm still going. But seriously?
We had a name for guys like you back east. You're a high school Harry.
No, I'm still playing. I'm not telling
exactly.
you.
Exactly. But that makes you a high school Harry.
That you're
quit
that I'm
trying
still
to relive.
I'm LeBron. I'm still playing at older age.
Yeah.
50.
You're LeBron. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. You're LeBron. You're LeBron. No, really.
I wish I could have played you.
You're
in high
LeBron.
School. I really wish you would have crossed paths. I would have fouled your ass to where you
We wouldn't play. Have been on the court at the same time.
We probably played together. You just don't remember.
I'm sure you're right about that.
So that's bad on you. I would have remembered. This white boy can shoot from Pennsylvania. I don't remember.
Goo. We wouldn't have overlapped on the court. My team would be up 23.
Oh, Carter, I just want to radio
and I'd get
wrestling.
Taken out to a standing ovation.
Stop.
And Guru would be coming in for Logan.
Stop.
Trying to carve into that 23-point deficit.
Who that going to beat James Logan? Who that? Yeah.
Oh, my daughter said, I'm LeBron.
No, he did.
It's
unbelievable, this guy.
The times and amounts I get taken out of context in my own job, meaning yeah. the age. I'm still going.
Barely.
Do you know what it's like to when you go golf and that's your serenity? I get to go play full court, even if it's a bad outing. I'm playing. What's Man, up?
I'm sure you're fun to play with. Bunch of 23-year-olds and this guy.
I hustle. Oh, man, I'm loony.
Okay. Jay Voltron, get me out of this.
Oh,
what's
man.
Up, Jay?
Hey,
how you doing?
Up, guys?
What's up, Jay?
I'm good. Hey, what's up with you guys?
Talk
hey,
to
hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a question for you and E.
Okay.
I understand it's just one game last night. And do you think all the Warrior player is the cylinder clicking last night?
I don't. I'm going to say
also,
no.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. And then the second question was, you guys was talking about it, the big fish, they want to trade. Do you think that just one game last night is enough for them to have a package trade for a big fish?
Yeah, I don't think we're there yet, Jay
Voltron. Not at all. The race has just started.
I think the idea of a big fish is absolutely positively out there.
But what about the big fishes, Donnie? I loved
mean?
What Draymond, they tried to, again, you're right, they're
Those
over
guys
two.
Aren't big fishes.
For what they, yeah. Oh my gosh, Donnie, stop.
You know what, this team right now is better than if they would have had Paul George.
And marketing.
I don't care either one.
No, what if they had both?
That's preposterous. And I read the story too, but let's wake up. You're gonna market it and Paul George and
man, you give me that
yeah, come on,
dude. When he said that, I like to fell out.
Yeah,
like,
I want to date Haley Berry and Pamela Anderson.
All right.
I didn't just want one.
Yeah,
I want both. And guess what?
Don't forget your girl.
Who?
She had the talk show. Not
Wendy Williams.
No.
don't.
Man, he played hey. The. I didn't do that. He played the laugh, man. Wendy Williams.
Cyrus is in Oakland.
Cyrus.
What's up, Cyrus? How you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Just I got to stop laughing so I can get my comment in. I really appreciate you guys.
Sure.
So I just had a comment and a question. My comment is on the 12-man rotation. I don't know if it's going to work or not. I'm into it. It's making me excited about the team this year. Mostly I'm just curious to see how it's going to go. I do think it's out of necessity, though. The days of the big three is over. You look around the league, maybe the Celtics, the Suns. Outside of that, most teams are built around two stars and then a deep team like the Mavericks and some others. So I think it's and largely out of the CBA. It's just so punitive trying to get that third big star salary-wise. So I think the CBA has a big impact on why the Warriors are doing this. And then my question is, I keep hearing from you guys and from callers like about the downside to the 12-man rotation. And I really mean this out of curiosity. Can you guys just break down what you mean by that? Like, give me a few bullet points as to why you think the 12-man rotation hasn't been tried too much or can't work. And I'll take my answer off the air.
Good call, man.
I mean, I think the big thing would be, are you really going to go into every single game with 12 players not knowing how much they're going to play? Like, that's risky. We always hear it, and I think it's true. Guys love to know their roles before they go, you know, before the game or before a season. And the other thing is, in fairness, it weeds out the guys who don't want to compete from the guys who love to compete. And, you know, there's risks. The other thing is that you really think your 11th and 12th man are good enough to play every single night against an opponent, regardless of who it is.
And you lessen the impact. Give me a good 8, give me a good 7 in that, Steiny.
You liked it.
No, I'm saying I would prefer to have 7 or 8 studs because you don't want to go so deep to where it lessens the impact of what you have. I mean,
what's wrong with going out for 5 minutes, playing as hard as you possibly can, being dead tired at the end of those 5 minutes and then getting a sub?
Nothing. I'm just saying, have we really seen that? You know, we've never seen a 12 or 11 man rotation work. The NBA is historically predicated on it's top heavy in a sense. And you got 2 or 3 guys that come off the bench and you're okay with that because their impact is like Clint Eastwood, sudden. But when you go 12, it's like jack of all trades and master of none. It has that element or feel to me too.
888-957-9570 is the number. When you hear that Steve Kerr is really going to try it, he's really going to try a 12-man rotation, what goes through your mind if you're a Warrior fan? Because to my way of thinking, all right, I'm all ears, I'm open to it. But I also know that it's very easy to say at this point because you have 12 healthy players. Once you start getting into the season and guys start missing games here and there, they're not going to use a 12-man rotation. If two guys are hurt, it's going to be 9 or 10. Here's the other thing I was thinking about. We talked a lot about Kuminga and
JK.
We can talk more about him.
Right.
888-957-9570. You know, Goo, my father,
rest his soul,
was a basketball coach and a basketball official. And you know, when I was a freshman in college, your boy thought he was going to just walk right onto the varsity and play.
Right.
Because that's who I was. Anyway, I didn't play a lot as a freshman. And I complained to Dad, I should be playing more. And you know what he said to me? He said, son, you need to make yourself so valuable that the coach has to play you. Somebody should deliver that message to Jonathan Kuminga.
All right.
You need to make yourself so valuable that Steve Kerr has no choice but to play you. And as of right now, you know, Kuminga's been fighting that for, you know, the last year or two.
But I wonder if Kerr is doing that with the subliminal of saying, I'm playing 12.
I don't think
playing
12.
Because those minutes are coming from a little bit of everybody, not named Steph and Dre, if you think about it.
I think playing 12 is less about Jonathan Kuminga and more about he thinks he's got 12 pretty good players.
Now that's where I was going, because you were like, Goo, I thought you didn't like it last week. Steiny, can you honestly look at me and think a team has 12 good enough players to compete for a chip or go long in the offs?
I'm not doing that.
Doing
compete for a chip or go for growing. Right. I'm not there yet. They're 1-0. I'm not thinking about a championship.
No, but have we ever seen a team play 12 guys or 11 guys go deep and win it all? I would say no.
North Carolina under Dean Smith used to have the blue and the white team where he'd sub 5 guys at a time. That's the only thing I can remember. What? He did.
No,
he had the blue and the white. He started 5 guys, and then like once or twice a game, he'd bring 5 new guys in. It's an easy way to play 10 in about 2 minutes. But, I mean, look, it's a lot of this is going to come down to attrition anyway.
Right.
I mean, it's not like 12 guys are going to all play 82 games.
But what number would you put on, just to sum up, JK, what number would you put on of the season to where you say, Goo, I think he's improved in this or that? How many games do you give him? 20? Or how, before you say, you know what? I see he's been in the lab.
Well, what do you think he's improved on since his rookie year?
I thought 3-point shooting.
Well, he shot 32% last year.
Yeah. And
2 years ago, he shot 37.
And I didn't.
So last year, he shot worse from 3.
I would say his mid-range game. And yesterday, Kalina called him out on it. That's a bit strong. But Stoney held on to the ball on his release real, like it was awkward. But my thing is, I would think he's added that to his repertoire. Is it where the mid-range game?
Oh, I think that's the strength of his game. Jonathan Kuminga raises up from that foul line area, he's automatic. It feels like. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, 12-man rotation, gimmick or great idea? It worked last night, and a lot's going to work against the Portland Trailblazers, that's for sure. But nevertheless, it's a good start to the season for the Golden State Warriors. 888-957-9570. We'll jump back in on the other side. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Former Oklahoma University football coach and former Dallas Cowboys head coach Barry Switzer is going to join us at 1 o'clock. That's in 45 minutes. That point will jump into the Niners. It's Cowboys week.
This must-win week, though, Steiny. You've been saying it. You can't lose to the Cowboys.
They won't. Put it the cap.
Huh?
A few people have chimed in on the Comcast Business text line talking about the Warriors 1975 championship and that Al Attles, the late, great Al Attles, played 10 guys. And I thought, did he? And now I'm looking at the stats from that year. And sure enough, he kind of did.
We got that early, man. I read it to you.
I mean, Rick Barry played 40 minutes a night.
Damn.
First of all, they have 8 guys played 74 games or more.
Old
so that
school,
tells you
baby.
Everybody was healthy.
Yep.
Rick Barry played 40 minutes, Butch Beard 30, Clifford Ray 30, Jamal Wilkes 30, Charles Johnson 28, Derek Dickey 23, George Johnson 17, Jeff Mullins 17, and then Phil Smith 14, and Charles Dudley 11. 11 minutes a game is not insignificant.
Oh, man.
So, good call from those out there that saw a similarity between what Steve Kerr's trying to do and maybe what Al Attles did 85, 95, 05, 50 years ago.
And those dope-ass Warrior uniforms they had, Stoney.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a youngster. We got a youngster? Let's go to Trent in Walnut Creek.
The Creek.
Hey, Trent.
Trent.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up?
Hey. I got to ask you, how come you're not in school?
Oh, I'm sick.
Yeah, you fit in great here.
What's up? What's on your mind, young man?
How you doing, buddy? Thanks for calling.
Doing good. How about you?
Dynamite. What do you got on your mind today, Trent?
Well, I wanted to talk about Kuminga. It's the first game of the season. There's some things, there's little tweaks that he could get better, but he's a really good player. He's a good teammate. And I think you guys should just...
Go ahead.
Be more understanding about him.
Okay.
And let him prove himself, because it's just the first game of the season.
All right.
Oh, good call,
Trent. Tell you what, Trent.
And we're not being hard on him, Trent.
Tell you what, Trent.
Yeah, we're rooting for him, Trent.
Well, Guru more than I. I try not to root. I just observe. But, he's a good player. It's just we're wondering if he really fits on the team and if the Warriors really, really want him, Trent.
Well, his teammates seem to love him.
That's true.
The coach seems to love him. And my old family loves him.
Oh,
all right. There we go, Trent.
Hey, Trent, get well, kiddo, all right? Get back into school.
Okay.
And
thank you.
Little Sarah flu.
Thanks for
he too young for Trent. Careful, yep.
I'll tell you what, they should offer him the bag now that Trent's family likes him. He's a fun player to watch.
Yeah. Look at Trent getting in the call playing
hooky. Cool.
Yeah, well, he's sick.
That's cool. Yeah. I know everybody's waiting for me to give that one liner.
Well, you already did.
No, I didn't.
Knew you fit in good
here. He would.
I was sick and I've had COVID.
Right. Probably you were sick.
As much as the rest.
Tony was sick.
Hey, everybody else has nothing to do with my tab.
Hey, Trent, you're hired. Odyssey wants you as an insider.
I'm looking out for you. You were over there hacking.
I don't need looking out for.
When I look at games played, I got to give you a little something. You show up. And when you got your hip replaced. But that's different.
Like, hey, you know what?
We held it down.
I shouldn't even say this.
Oh, you have to.
Well, you know, I told you I've been going out back and getting shots up.
Yeah,
got a little ache in my right hip now.
And
but it's not the same kind of pain.
Okay.
It's just
keep you up at night. It doesn't radiate down low.
No, not at all.
Okay, just keep an eye on it because they say one, you do the other
just
one starts
amazing.
Barking.
What I have in common with Steph Curry, I mean. We both lost a step. I mean, we just have.
The dude was,
now, he's handling it better than I am.
Stop.
He still can get it going.
We got the kids calling. Gotta love it.
Let's go to Jake in the East Bay. What's up, Jake? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Jake.
I just wanted to touch on the 12-man kind of rotation and everybody's role. The such a fact in the last couple of years where we kind of struggled as a team with identity. And in this 12-man rotation, everybody has their kind of individual identity and role. It's just more about meshing the chemistry and the pieces, which will probably come later in the season. And to bring up Kuminga, it's kind of, he thinks in his eyes he's a superstar worth max money. But when we offer him that $30 million kind of range, we're looking for him to find a role that can fit with our organization. This year, I'm hoping Kuminga can kind of find that role in this 12-man rotation and shine in the minutes that he can and not look at the negative in the minutes that he's on there and kind of taking a lesser role, more so. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate the call, Jake.
I like it.
Appreciate the call. This from the 510 on the Comcast Business text line.
What you got?
Young Trent taking a page out of Guru's book and playing hooky on a Thursday.
I'm trying my best. Oh, man.
Oh,
I'll say this.
Yeah.
It's one game, but the air is thinner. And I'm not putting this all on Clay, and I'm going to watch all of the Maverick game tonight because I'm a Maverick fan because of Clay. But I'm telling you, Stoney, it's got to mean something that I feel like I can put my finger on the atmosphere in that locker room. And Coach Kerr, maybe that's why he's playing 12 or said he's going to play 12, because how many times did he look at Clay and want to yank him out, and he couldn't? And that was all out of respect. But, man, they just – again, we are really – I don't think the strength in numbers got to this degree. 12 or even trying to play 12.
They
come on now.
But they didn't need to then because they had four superstars. 888-957-9570 is the number. Big story out of last night's game. Steve Kerr says he's going to try to play 12 guys.
What?
As much as he can. Is that a gimmick or is that a great idea? You tell me. But I did hear a couple things from Steph Curry last night
the chef.
That raised my eyebrows a little bit.
And one was he used the term healthy egos, talking about what the team's going to need if they play a lot of guys a lot of nights. He said, we need healthy egos, meaning we've got to be able to handle certain guys playing some nights and certain guys not playing other nights. And I'm sorry, but I thought of Klay Thompson.
There's no doubt you didn't.
And then when Steph Curry was asked about Buddy Hield, he said that he thinks they've made a seamless transition with Buddy Hield. That feels like it has a tangential relationship to Klay Thompson and his role last year.
No doubt about it. And that's why I said what I said about Klay. And Klay told us as much. And again, it's just one game, but I look at Buddy Hield, Steiny. If you told me the season where we're 50 games in and he's starting, I wouldn't be shocked because he's done it. He can shoot. And what did I tell you? My biggest fear was when we found out the departure was really happening with Klay Thompson with shooting. It's one game, but I'm going back to the regular season, the 500 threes in the last 5 years. He's not new to it, but Buddy seems to be having a good time to be in the Warrior colors and Warrior uniform around Steph and structure and Kerr and the rest of the gang. But watch out for Buddy. I love it. Watch out for Buddy Buckets.
Here is Buddy Hield on what everybody's talking about last night, and that is the 12-man rotation.
I mean, he's got a wave of guys just coming in, you have your starting group that's very elite. You got Lindy, Moody. You got so much guys that can fill in the roles, for other guys, and they play the basketball the right way. And I think Steve did a great job just preaching unselfishness and sacrifice, because the 1-2-12 can play. And even the guys on the two-way, they're knowing the system all summer, and they probably run it better than us because they're ready to move the ball. And ball moving killed. So, like, I think it's hats off to Steve and his coaching staff just implying the right things and preaching the right things and us buying in and sacrificing.
Buddy
wow.
Hield.
Wow. Wow.
I can shoot.
Yeah, you can, Steiny. How soon we forget. And he had I don't know if you could pull it up. He had a great year in Sacramento when he was with them. I mean, he was letting them fly. I don't know what happened with Philly.
Well, he's not a perfect player, but I like him.
I hear you.
Who's coaching Philly? Nick Nurse? Yeah, Nick Nurse.
Yeah, they're under investigation.
He likes... guys who can play defense.
Do you read that about the investigation?
They should.
I mean, can't just come out and say, oh my God, Embiid, you should have kept that to yourself, brother.
I'll tell you what, I was thinking about this last night, and boy, I've been so upbeat. But the NBA.
Please don't steal my thunder because I got something.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. You do it. You must have overheard me talking. Go ahead. What's yours?
I kind of told it to you in the green room.
Oh, I didn't hear.
Tuesday night, there was two games.
Okay.
And between the two games, four teams attempted 162 field goal attempts.
Okay.
Three-pointers. That's too many, man. It's just, and the Warriors had four. Steiny, it's too many for my liking. I still love ball. I'm a watch. But 162 three-pointers between two games? Four teams, that's too many.
Yeah, that wasn't it.
Okay. It is. It's just, what are we doing? It's like home run derby.
You're going to make 50% of them. Why not? And the Celtics were like, 29 for 61?
Sam Cassell and...
What about him?
And what's my boy...
I don't know what you're talking
Warriors
about.
From the Warriors who used to mid the Mitty.
Sean Livingston?
Yeah, we missed that. Kevin Durant. Yeah.
The NBA's got a much bigger problem than that. They've got a competitiveness problem. A big competitive.
We played one game, Stoddy. What are you saying?
No, it's been going on for a while. And I was thinking of how to put it into words. And I don't want to put everybody in here because it's not everybody. But to me, too many NBA players are more concerned with longevity than legacy.
Mm.
Joel Embiid wants to play for 10 more years. How come? Because he knows he's going to get paid. He's going to get paid. He doesn't care if he's only playing 50 or 60 games a year.
That hurt. That cut me.
These guys are about, the money has become so exorbitant that now the goal of too many players is to play in the league for a long period of time. It's not, oh, I'd love to go here and win a title. No, it's not what it's about. It's about Paul George at 35 getting 4 years for $220 million. It's like, he's set.
Wow.
He's already set. Now he's more set.
Yeah.
Do you think Paul George is driven and motivated by winning an NBA title? I don't. I just don't.
Wow.
And I think there's a lot of players like that. And in a way, I get it. It's understandable. If you have 30 teams in a league and only one team wins it every single year, then you know what? Just go to a place where you can get the most money.
But now I got to double back because I feel you. But I don't agree with you in regard to a guy I just criticized because I didn't like hearing it. He could have did it. Nobody would even got onto him. But Joel Embiid, I feel like damn near put his career on the line going out there on one. Yeah, no business in the Olympics. But what I saw him do against the Knicks in the playoffs is almost equivalent to
he wants to play 50 games.
KD is a warrior.
He wants to play
not playing
50,
on that Achilles or calf
he wants
issue
to play 50 games a year and then play in the postseason. And he wants to get paid like somebody who plays 75 games in a year.
Well, I guess I bring that up, Steiny. Do you feel like now that's a byproduct because of what he went through last year in offs? Because he was out there risking it all as far as his body.
Can you win a title with your best player?
No, no, that's why I hated it. That's why I hated it.
Well, there it is.
But I guess my counterpart to that is we just saw him months ago in the offs play on one leg when he shouldn't even been out there. So to say he doesn't care about winning the chip, Joel Embiid, I'm like, now saying it, I get you, Steiny. But man, he showed this in real time last April. He put it
in the playoffs. In the playoffs. That's all he wants to do is play in the playoffs. Just saying. Like, the incentive to win a title.
And that's on the NBA,
for NBA
Steiny, not
players,
the players, though.
Has never been lower.
Yeah. Don't hate
winning
the player,
a title.
Hate the game.
And here's the other thing. Like, I'm not saying Steph Curry is.
Oh, he's, come on, man. He's a killer.
I know he's a killer. Yeah. But you think he's as. He's now going to make 55, 60, and 65 the next 3 years.
Right.
And that's kind of my point is.
But that's why he said to me, and you could call me naive, what he said in Vegas, things change. You don't think he wants that fifth to be up there with Duncan
and
Kobe?
I think he'd like it, but I don't think he's driven by it. I don't think he's driven by it.
We're going to find out, all according to how this season goes. But you are right, and I'll give you the dub. You don't care. But, Steiny, this team is in the fast lane to come the deadline. They've already shown they're trying to get busy like Arsenio Hall and pull off a cue and get a big boy here to go with Steph. I think that's all orchestrated by Steph wanting to still win. And I know you're not saying he doesn't, but, Steiny, that fifth, man. Because what else is he playing for? For him to not make the playoffs? I'm just using Curry as an example.
I see a lack of competitiveness in the NBA.
I'm not taking that from you.
Wow. Yeah, it's 9-2-5. They're all going through the motion and don't care if they're winning or not. It's about the bag.
But how long has it been? It's been this way for a minute, right?
I don't think so. I just don't.
We're watching you. You can't just sit.
The bottom line is, to me, and I don't know when it started, but when I think of Magic Johnson and Larry Bird and Michael Jordan.
Oh, man.
And I'll even put
Karl Malone.
And I'll even put LeBron James in there. They didn't. They wanted to be the greatest player in the world. They wanted to win titles.
Yeah.
Players nowadays want the lifestyle.
All right.
They want the lifestyle.
The podcast.
Without that kind of burden you put on yourself if you want to be the greatest. But Kobe, obviously, is an easy one in terms of
I'm going to read this to you because you got me, Stoney, from the 925. Drive around and look around. You don't see kids playing outside anymore. That's where the hunger ended. I'll say this to that. But you go to the AAUs or go inside the gyms. I mean, at 13 and 14 and 10, Stoney's turned into a big business. Them kids ain't playing outside. They're inside getting primed, man.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors open with a victory at Portland, and they win by 35. In other words, they cover. They cover.
I think it was 8.5. Yeah, Warriors minus 8.5 yesterday. After the first quarter, I was like, whoa, boy.
Yeah, of course. See, this is...
They didn't make a field goal the first 5 minutes.
So playing the worst team in the history of the league.
Hey, and who was my guy, the point guard I like from... he's made me not like him. What was that yesterday?
Scoot Henderson?
No. Scoot.
Simon?
Yes, Scoot. Everything doesn't got to be a sentiment. Just play the ball up. But I say that to say, Stoney, is I think you guys are underselling how difficult this game against Utah is going to be Friday.
I'm not underselling it. Huh? They could lose. Huh? It's the NBA. Fred in Oakland. Hey, Fred, how you doing, man?
All right, how's it going, gentlemen?
Going well.
Good, good. Listen, I just wanted to call regarding Kuminga and Wiggins.
Sure.
I think Kuminga, I don't know, I think he should take a page. I mean, look what DeMar DeRozan did. Once he focused on his mid-range game, I mean, you know, his career took off. And I think that's what Kuminga needs to do. He needs to just focus on two traits, not try to do three or four different things average, but do one or two things good. And that's his focus on his mid-range game and his rebounding. If he can do those two things, I think he can get a bag at the end of the year. But he needs to do that, and he needs to just focus on that. I think that's his ticket. And I don't know if you guys noticed, it looks like Wiggins was getting after it last night. Blocking shots, running down people, going, chasing the ball. So I don't know. Hopefully that's an omen that he's ready to, you know, get back to his, you know, level where he did championship season some years ago. So I just wanted to comment on those two guys. And, you know, hopefully the 12-man rotation, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Thank you, Fred. Appreciate the call. No, I'm with Fred. I think Kuminga's mid-range game is probably one of the best parts of his game. And the rebounding, I don't know. I don't know if we're ever going to get.
He had four last night.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is the part that is understandable. His strength is to get out on the break.
No,
but you can't. It's harder to get out on the break if you make a commitment to rebound at the defensive end. And that's why it's tough to do both. Very few players are great rebounders and great runners of the floor. I think of a guy like maybe Karl Malone, obviously. But you got to make a commitment to get the defensive rebound, and then either you get it or you don't, and you got to try to beat guys down the floor.
Yeah.
If you're lingering on the perimeter, you don't go into rebound, that allows you to leak out. And they're asking him to do two things that takes a lot of work. It does.
And what they're not asking him to do, Stoney, that he's doing to me, is I feel like he's thinking too much. He's overthinking. And he's a young player. But that article that came out last year from his reps about, and he said this, so I'm paraphrasing, you know, it's hard to kind of be free because he's got to go through the OGs. I wish he would just play and look at every player that he's out there with like they're the same. But and I get what he's trying to do, Stoney. There's a mechanism in it, in his mind, that who am I passing the ball? He feels like there's a pecking order as opposed to just playing and be free. And the guys that you feel like you might have to get, like I saw Draymond, he got the rebound and felt compelled to almost feel like if I I don't give Dre the ball to bring up, he might be mad at me.
Well,
rather than me just do what I want to do and get out on the break and leave his ass behind.
With the dribble?
Yeah.
What, are you crazy?
But sometimes Jonathan Kuminga coming downhill, if they don't get setbacks, Stoney, like pieces on a chessboard, he's brilliant.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I'm just telling.
Come on, man.
And I'm watching him like, but I got to give it up.
If I see, he should give it up. He's not good at that. Like Draymond Green, say what you want about him, is one of the greatest power forwards in terms of getting a rebound and leading a break. Right. Kuminga can't do that.
But Kuminga sometimes in transition is so fast he can get back before they get set.
Not if he gets the rebound.
Well, I see him just go 94.
I don't want to be a jerk, but of course he's going to be good if you kick it ahead to him and he's got a fast break dunk.
No, I'm talking about him getting the ball and going.
And going where?
To the rim, to the cup.
But there's defenders back.
Yeah, but sometimes he can.
No, he can't. He can't zigzag.
Yeah.
He's not. He doesn't have it.
But I'm not saying he has it.
I'll tell you what.
But you've seen it.
If Jonathan Kuminga gets a rebound.
Yeah, we saw it last night.
And Draymond Green's next to him, and he doesn't give the ball to Draymond Green, I'd be like, get him out of there.
Wow.
I mean, what are we doing?
Because I'm watching it.
It's the NBA regular season.
Keep going, you fella.
It's not time to work on your game and try stuff that you can't do. See, now it feels like I'm negative on Kuminga. I'm not. I acknowledge the challenge of having a defensive rebound and get on in the break. But I'm gonna push back on Jonathan Kuminga leading the break.
And some are saying Dre's going to do the KD clap.
I'm out.
Give me the ball.
KD is a little different than Jonathan Kuminga. What's coming up on the game, presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. Coming up at 1 o'clock, we're going to switch over to football with Barry Switzer, former coach of the Cowboys at Oklahoma University.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Barry Switzer coming up in 10 minutes.
The ball coach.
Finish up our Warrior talk today. I can just tell you this right now, Carter. It's just Google Tortorella stinks on the power play, and you'll get the sound. It'll come right up. And I'm going to save that one for the next segment. Because I've got an analogy to make.
Speaking of which, how about our Sharks?
What about them?
Jumped off the wagon. They stink.
Celebrini's not playing.
Why?
Because he's 17 years old and he's hurt. Man. Oh, let me guess. He's gutless.
No, stop. That's our guy. I'm just saying. He ain't a big guy like Lindros or Mario.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, Mario Lemieux.
Oh, Mario Lemieux's a big guy?
Well, tall, bigger than our guy.
Well, now
Celebrini built like Purdy.
Mario Lemieux.
Well, he was
I think that's just a guess on your part.
No, it's not. I used to watch hockey. Gary Thorne. Skr! You don't even know about my hockey history, baby. Islanders.
What's he listed at?
What was the guy in Philadelphia, Carter, that used to get the concussions?
Hey, 6'4".
What's my guy's name?
What are you?
Tall kid from Philly went number one. He was supposed to be
Markelle Fultz.
I'm talking hockey for the Flyers.
Good chance you're going to be wrong.
Carter's so like, good luck.
The Flyers drafted a guy first.
He was supposed to be their Gretzky Lemieux, and he always kept getting the concussions. And they tried to run him out of Philly. What's my guy's name? I'll get it. Go ahead.
Just Google it. Concussion, Philly, Flyer.
Call 49er Frankie. Where's Evan at?
Oh, he's a hockey guy, too.
Oh, my God.
49er Frankie's a hockey guy?
He goes to the game. Dude, it's real.
Sidney Crosby?
No, he's Pittsburgh. Yeah. This for the Flyers. What's my guy's name?
What are the odds that Goo's right on this one?
I'm totally right, and I'm getting mad. And he got the concussions, and he was a big dude.
Help us here.
Hold on. Text line probably has it right now.
You might be thinking of Lindros.
No. Oh, that I am thinking of him.
Well, he was 6'6".
Yeah, he was. My
and
bad.
And he got concussions. Yeah. So,
Evan, if you're listening, my bad.
Yeah. Evan is listening because he just texted me and said, Barry Switzer's good to go at 1 o'clock.
Well, that would mean he texted us because I was on the thread, too. So you had no problem with Dre getting a tech, huh?
Not really. did it cost him a game?
No.
Who cares? Who cares?
See, you're like Shasky. This morning he said the same thing. Yeah. Steiny, what did I tell you when I went with Joe Cunningham to the preseason game against the Kings?
I don't know, Goo. What'd you
court
say?
Seats. I said Dre was running hot. But I just, nothing to see here. It's really a nothing burger. But Steiny, he's running hot early. That's all. I just
all right, so
Kerr
the guy,
had to burn a timeout. Lindros is who I was thinking of.
Yeah. So the guy you described as somebody who you don't want Celebrini to be or do want him to be like. He's
well,
actually,
we brought him. Yeah. Well, no, we brought him up because of size.
Just,
yeah. Yeah. I was just letting you know my hockey game. He had concussion history.
And don't do that.
Yeah.
See, this is where, and we may talk some Sharks this year. I'm not going to pretend I'm an expert, and I don't want, and you shouldn't either.
That's one of my qualities, endearing qualities that I have in sales. Hey, Mr. Steinmetz, I don't have the answer, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do for you.
Yeah, I don't have the time.
We're going to go to somebody that
does. Yeah, I don't have the time.
And that's how you get it. You got to not be a perfecto. People know a phony.
Let me tell you what works. This is what I've been using
the
last 5 years.
Yeah.
You're walking down the street in San Francisco. And you get approached by somebody a little less fortunate. And I try to help them when I can. But a lot of times the exchange is so quick, all you have to do, hey, you know, can you spare any? And then you're by them. You just mumble something under your breath like,
But do you feel good about yourself that you didn't help? I roll my window down when I have it and give it to them.
I'll give it to them. But when you don't, what do?
Act like you're turning the radio station.
No, I'm talking about when you're actually walking in down the street.
Well, we're different.
Somebody's got their hand out,
yeah,
and they're, you know, moving towards you.
Yeah.
What do you do? Yeah, I can't. I work. Yeah, just something like that. You don't tell them to hit the pike. You don't say, get a job. I'm sorry.
You're
by them.
Who texts this to 408 when Goo needs Carter the most? He's nowhere to be found. Carter, I had to. Dude, we had it. It was Lindros.
I was Googling it, but I was having trouble.
I was talking about the dude I'm looking for.
Which shows so you didn't have no clue who it was.
No, he was on the Flyers.
Well, you're right about that. What were you going to say?
No, the Draymond. I feel like you're giving him a pass early.
Nothing happened. He got a technical foul.
But he was running hot.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I don't care if he runs hot.
Over under on the text.
Who cares? He won't get suspended.
By the time I see you on Monday, they've played 8 quarters.
Okay.
I'm going over 1.5 texts.
So he's got one now?
Yeah. No. He'll get 2 new ones. Dude, he's running
hot. I'll bet you he does not get a technical foul.
We won't put anything on it.
Of course we won't, because you realized after you said it that it was foolish.
Yeah.
But no, let's go ahead. I'll make a bet with you that Draymond Green doesn't get a T in both of the next 2 games. You just said 1.5.
I said 2. Yeah, I said 2. But we'll go 1. Bet done.
12-man rotation? You know what the other word for it is? Load management. It's from my buddy Don.
You got to win the game for it to be load management.
No,
Curry in the fourth, I loved it. Like
25 minutes. Nobody played more than 25 minutes.
Yeah, but if you get
load management.
If you're getting your brains beat out.
But they weren't. They weren't. But hold on. This is going to be the thing. What were you going to finish that thought?
Load
if you're getting your brain beat out, what?
You need to play more than 25 minutes.
See, you and I are so different.
No doubt.
If you're getting your brains beat out, why would you play more than 25 minutes?
Well,
that's the beauty of the 12-man rotation. The problem is you've got to be consistent. If you're going to play that game and you're willing to take guys out of a game at an earlier juncture because you think they're struggling, you got to do it for everybody. So if he doesn't think Kuminga's playing well for 6 minutes, get him out. Same, though, for Wiggins. Same, though, for Pajemski. And if you can establish that consistently, Maybe.
And Pods 0-for-5, but plus 34, man. That's him. Yeah.
He's not going to shoot well with that mask.
Yeah, but
take it to the bank.
I love you for saying that.
You
I
can't play
about
in a mask
it.
Like that. You can't. 510 on the Comcast Business text line. Kuminga making excuses for not being as good as he wishes. Oh, boy. I'm sorry, you. Never mind. Never mind. I didn't realize you were mentioned in that, and it was derogatory.
I'm going to read it.
And I'm not, no, don't. I'm not bringing it. I'm not bringing
it. I said I'm going to read it because I feel like it's a bottle of spray raid to the haters. Kuminga making excuses for not being as good as he wishes, and idiots like Goo falling for speed and, and vertical despite the fact that he has no feel for the game. So you missed the beginning of the show. I'm rooting for Kuminga.
That doesn't mean you said he has feel for the game.
But I said his basketball IQ. That's what I'm looking for growth, and that's still work in progress. But what scares me is if you're telling me he needs to go get handle or a three ball, you can't just go to the NBA Walmart and buy that. Those
so why
things
you,
some people don't have.
Right. But so that's why when you
no,
say.
No, but he's young. He's a baby, quote unquote. But the clock's ticking, and Priest calls with that energy. Priest thinks Kerr's been in Kuminga's way. Kuminga's been in Kuminga's way. And I think the Warriors did right by not paying him. Just, hey, we'll see. That didn't hurt me. You could have read that. Come on, now. Thicker skin than that. We got the ball coach coming up.
Sometimes. You don't. And, you know, it's funny, Goo, and that's why, you know, your constant talking of this fictitious lab that people supposedly go into. That's why I always feel like when you say he'll get into the lab, I do want to pull the old,
okay.
Shut up!
Yeah, no, but his lab is...
What is it?
We're in the fourth quarter of... Dude, I see the video, Steiny.
Of what?
The work being put in.
He's at 24-hour fitness in New York City taking standstill jumpers.
The two dudes that come to mind that improved their jumpers in the NBA, I'm being
here
real.
We go. Magic Johnson.
And Jason Kidd.
I would say Maurice Cheeks, too.
You notice
something about all those guys, though? They all had foundations. They weren't trying to do 11 different things at one time.
My wife ran into Mo Cheeks taking Milan to school. He was just at the corner
of
North Carolina. Uh-huh. I said, what's he doing there? She got out and said, what's up to him?
I'll tell you what, you want to...
Mo Cheeks is... I loved him, Steiny.
I loved him after he helped that girl with the national anthem up in Portland.
Forgot about...
It's unbelievable.
He should have got an award.
Well, he did.
Mo Cheeks Day. Like, that's who I am.
How about just recognizing that he's a gentleman? And we don't have to give an award for everything.
We don't do that enough in our country no more. People won't even say thank you when you hold the door open.
Who are you holding the door open for that doesn't say thank you?
Oh, a lot of people.
No.
Are you kidding me?
You're
and
wrong.
You get mad at me. Oh, Daryl, you need to work in the mall because I say hello to everybody I see.
Well,
that's a Johnson trait.
It's insufferable.
The dude gets mad that I say hello to people.
I've met Mia and your children. They don't say hello to everybody like you do.
Well, dude, it's just, come on, man.
Let's go to Kumi in Los Altos, then we'll get to the coach. What's up, Kumi? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Love what I saw last night. I think, you know, the 10 guys, or if they play 12 guys, are much more athletic, longer, quicker than last year. Last year, you know, Chris Paul... long in the tooth. Dark was slow. Clay, unfortunately, lost a lot laterally, defensively. And now we could stay in front of people and make some stops. So I'm excited what I saw. If, you know, if we can get up and down the court, even though we might turn it over a little bit, but we're creating turnovers. So it's a fun style of ball. And
yeah.
I think... you know, I'm thinking about 47-48 wins.
All right.
I believe
47,
you took the
over. Curry stays healthy. Oh.
Yeah, that's – no, I got you there, Kumi.
Well, that's for every city.
Is it?
I mean, as far as the win-loss, hey, real quick here. Kawhi, you think he – I thought he – when I saw Kawhi, I never felt like he didn't have a jumper. Obviously, he mastered it, but I didn't feel like he was at J-Kid Magic Johnson to where it was a – like, you don't have a jumper. Somebody text that in, Kawhi.
You don't have to give everybody a forum. Just because somebody texts in doesn't mean you need to give them a forum.
That's pretty effing fun.